conscious takes me back to the time I spent out west.
Sally Rose performing for a virtual Rootstown session on WVTF from her new album, Tread Light, Colorado. Sally Rose joining us now from her cabin in Nelson County. Sally, the songs on this new record, did you have them all together when you went in the studio, or did you finish them up there? And tell us about how determined you were to get this album out, your first solo album in several years.
So it's a little bit of everything. Some of the songs on Tread Light date back as far as 8 or 9 years old. Some of them were songs that I gave new life to, like Ragweed and Bittersweet, which were songs off of an album I put out, I think it was 10 years ago, called Heat Lightning. And then most of the other songs are newer songs like Tread Light and Golden Hour. Golden Hour being probably the one upbeat song on the entire album, which is about my partner. And yeah, it's just kind of been like an evolution of songs either that were old and I wanted to give new life to, new songs that I've written in the last couple of years, and then the two cover songs that are on the album, which are very special to me and felt also very apropos for this year. As far as determination for making this record, it was one of those, honestly, many silver linings that have come out of the past year, just being that, you know, I was working 40 plus hours a week. I was running a nonprofit organization. I was managing two bands full time. I was working towards my second degree black belt and just had too many things going on, which, you know, my entire life, people have told me that I burn the candle at both ends, which is absolutely true. If I have like 15 minutes of free time, then I will book it. Just like, it's just the way that I run. With this past year, not being able to host workshops for the nonprofit with self-defense training, not being able to play shows or be on tour for that new album, you know, not being able to see friends gave me a lot of time. I pretty much dedicated this past year to three things. One being home and family, spending time with my baby niece. The second being getting my certification as a personal trainer, which was basically what I did this whole past year. And then the third thing, kind of paying tribute back to myself as an independent artist and reconnecting with my singer-songwriter roots, which, as you know, it had been, you know, over a decade since I'd done that. I love Shagwolf and I love Sally Rose Band so much. And there is genuinely, I'm probably the happiest moments of my life are when I'm playing and touring with Shagwolf. That being said, not being able to do those things gave me the time and the energy to refocus on my craft as a songwriter. And I don't think that I would have put out the solo record for another 10 years if the pandemic and the shutdown hadn't happened. So that's something that I'm, you know, incredibly grateful for, is it gave me this time to buckle down and do something that would be really important to me that I would have just kept putting on the back burner for years and years.
Talking with Sally Rose about her new album, Tread Light. Let me drop some names here from the liner notes of this new record. Sarah White, Aaron Lunsford, Devin Sproul, Alethea Leventhal, and Tim Berry. As they say, those are some pretty nice gets there. Tell me about your selection process of who is going to join you on this record.
So, you know, I've been calling this a solo album, but it really, at the heart of it, is a duets album. Every song on the album, I had envisioned who I wanted to be a special guest on that track. And basically, I just picked all of my crushes. I've absolutely adored Devin and Sarah and Aaron and Alethea of Ships in the Night. They're all friends of mine. And I also have just been in complete awe of them for years and years. Growing up playing music in Charlottesville and the surrounding area, Devin and Sarah were just like easily the two biggest influences on me for songwriting. Picking who played on which song was really a fun process, because I had all these ideas in my head. And then it was like, you know what, when I think of Sarah White, I think of the time that I was mostly, I mean, I have like all of her records. I know all the songs. And when I wrote the song Ragweed, however many years ago, that was like a very, very big Sarah White phase in my life. And so, you know, it was like, no questions asked. It was like, I need Sarah's low, beautiful gravel on Ragweed. And it is a song about heartache, and nobody sings about heartache better than Sarah White. Mm-hmm. And with Devin, I had all, I thought I wanted her on Sleepwalking. I was like, she's such a complex player and she's so freaking talented. I wanted to pick out a song that was much more difficult than Summer's End. But something that's also really amazing about Devin is her ability to make small, nuanced harmonies so powerful. So I decided that the Prine song was actually perfect for her because there was enough room. It wasn't so complicated and complex like Sleepwalking. There's a lot of room for her to interpret her own take on those harmonies. And I'm so glad I did, because that ended up being one of my favorite tracks on the album. Yeah, so it was just, it was kind of a, it worked out really well, because by the time I'd sent out demo tracks to everybody who was going to be featured on the album, Devin recorded hers remotely with her husband, Paul, at their house. And then Aaron and Tim Berry, who's featured on the album, both live in Richmond. So that was easy to do a social distance session with them coming into the studio. It was just, it was awesome, because each person had their own reason why they were really excited to work on that specific track. And Sarah told me when she came into the studio, she's just, I mean, hands down, also just one of my favorite human beings in the world. She's so funny. And like, I spent so much of my life fangirling on her that she's like finally gotten to the point where she like accepts me for being such a big nerd. And she's also such a big nerd. And it's like, she's crude like I am. I don't have to act a certain way around her. Like, still when I'm around Devin, I'm like starstruck. And it's like, it doesn't matter how many times we've hung out or collaborated, I still am like, you know, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm talking to Devin Sproul. She's such a mega babe. And then when I'm around Sarah, it's just like, you know, she's just as goofy and as weird as I am. But she, you know, she was in the ISO booth with her headphones on, and she took her headphones off and she looked at me through the window and she was like, this first line of this first verse is one of my favorite lyrics. And I was like, oh, that's so nice. I'm glad that I picked that song for you. And she was like, no, I'm not talking about in the song. Like, this is just one of my favorite lyrics ever. Is this song is the first line in Ragweed. And it just, like, you know, that's something that I would never know. That's something that I would never know, that one of my absolute personal idols loves one of the lyrics from my song, unless I'd ask them to sing on it. And it's like, that's the cool thing about collaboration, is you never know, you know, how much something might mean to somebody else until you collaborate with them. And it's just a really, really special, intimate experience.
Well, we're going to hear another performance from you, solo acoustic, the title track from the new album, Tread Light. Of course, when folks pick up the CD, they can hear all of those wonderful duets you've been talking about and the great harmonies. It's Sally Rose performing for a virtual Roots Sound session on WVTF.
It's okay to lose it in the comfort.
comfort of your home. We're all trying to get by, and in such compromised times, in your loneliness, you are not alone. Not alone. Strangers and all my friends, when we're strong apart, we're stronger together. If we brave the storm, we'll survive any weather.
Roots Down Radio Sessions recorded live. Search Roots Down at WVTF.org.
Still.